radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant at the G, Yo, and George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Four-game series, Astros-Rangers gets underway tonight. Don't love that. Not a great way to start the weekend here. But you can listen to the game on Sunday night here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 when the Astros and Rangers play on Sunday Night Baseball, and then come hang out on Monday at Space Cadet with us. We'll be watching the game and the national championship there. If you arrive by the third inning and the Astros get a win on Monday night, you get a free victory beer.
It is annoying that baseball's still trying to do national broadcasts.
Yeah.
Because it has become so regionalized that, honestly, like, would rather have the Homer broadcast call.
Totally agree.
I think Todd and Jeff do a great job.
Todd
Shout
Callis
out to Julia
today
as well.
At 4 o'clock.
Hell yeah, on that front. And I know that the Rangers broadcast team, I think one of the Rangers broadcast guys, I forget which one, I believe it's the play-by-play guy. His name, sorry, it's eluding me, but I believe he is like a guy who used to call games here in Houston. But I enjoy that broadcast when it's Astros Rangers because they get a little whiny and it's fun. Because the Astros generally make the Rangers whiny, especially when they go up to Globe Life. So, yeah, it's going to suck to have the Apple TV broadcast. I think Astros and Rangers fans can do the, you know, the two jacked arms meme, you know, shaking hands. It's, I believe, Carl Weathers and Arnold Schwarzenegger from Predator. That's what it's from. Where they're shaking hands in agreement. Like, we hate the Apple TV broadcast.
Yeah, it's just...
Crips and Bloods coming together.
It's one of those baseball things that they just... They missed the mark. You don't need it.
I see what they're going for.
I do too.
But yeah, not
too little, too late.
Not my cup of tea.
Apple TV is an inconvenience more than a better broadcast. It is another thing that you need to subscribe to.
I think if it was like just Amazon Prime, like you change nothing about it, but it's just Amazon Prime instead. Or Pico, or just
I don't know, man. All of them now are the extra $7.99 a month.
No, but just one that we already have.
Like everyone almost everyone has Amazon.
Yeah, no one, or probably some people were. But when the NFL added the Thursday night Amazon Prime game,
oh sure,
no one was like, where do I get Amazon Prime? It's like, no, people already kind of have that. Like, it's just Apple TV is the most like. Extra of the extra ones. It is the probably last rung on what people have.
Yeah, that's probably true.
What'd you say the over-under was tonight, Paul, in the game? 10?
10.
I mean.
Hit that over, baby. The Astros play batting practice at Globe Life.
And the Rangers also do, too. There's going to be a lot of runs scored in this series, I would guess. These are not the best pitching matchups that you could ask for.
No, I saw the guy who's pitching for the Rangers tonight. I was like, who the hell's that?
That's what I thought too. I didn't know who Cody Bradford was.
Sounds I think Cody Bradford, that sounds like a guy who was a Houston Texans wide receiver back in 2003.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm pretty sure that they had a maybe it was Corey Bradford, but
I bet you it was Corey.
Pretty sure that they had somebody that like is by that exact name back in the day.
So what's your number one least favorite thing about the Texas Rangers?
By the way, side note,
yeah.
Corey Bradford, a year ago, pled guilty in a health insurance fraud scam.
Oh, is he caught up with Clint Portis?
Yeah, he was. He was.
Wow. Wasn't Big Baby Davis also?
Not the guy who's pitching for the Rangers tonight. Big Baby Davis also involved in something like that. Little white collar insurance fraud.
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway, sorry to bring it back.
Some light jokes. Well,
no, see, now I'm Googling to see how many of these NBA players were on this list.
No, we got to get back to the big series at hand. Come on.
I'm trying. Sebastian Telfair was on this list.
Sebastian Telfair.
Wow. Gosh, what up? Remember the height of that guy? Yeah. I mean, that New York Mag or I don't remember what magazine it was.
Probably like Dime.
I think it was Dime.
Something
like he had all the.
Sean knows what magazines are. That's an upset.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
When's the last time you got a magazine?
I had Sports Illustrated Kids when I was like 10.
Like a decade ago?
I got Sports Illustrated Kids. I also used to get – I would have to – whenever I knew it was about the time that the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit magazine was coming, I had to get to the mailbox first.
Oh, to make sure your parents didn't see it?
To make sure my mom didn't stop me from getting it.
Overrated.
I disagree.
I think this is where my age group, my age comes into play.
Yeah, Sean's like, why did you need a magazine for that?
Let me tell you about this thing called the internet.
For what? Reading about strong, powerful women?
I mean, the internet existed, Paul, when you were like, when the magazine was coming out.
It was not where it is now.
That's true. So you lived in the age where like you couldn't access the internet without turning off the house phone? Or the house phone didn't work? With dial up?
Well, yeah, but also I once got in trouble for my internet history and had the door taken off of the room, my room, for a month.
A month?
Yeah. The funny thing is, it's not the kind of history you would think it would be. It was I went to newgrounds.com, which was this old website that had like funny parody videos, but also you could play video games on it. And I used to go to newgrounds.com all the time. No, I actually was smart enough back in the day to not keep my history going for other things that I might have looked at. But when it comes to looking at newgrounds.com and some of the vulgar things there,
that's where you got in trouble.
I was like, I wonder if newgrounds.com is still a thing. And I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to Google it. We're out of work. We're on company Wi-Fi here. I can't wait to see the Astros beat reporters tonight tweeting about this because I'm sure they're going to be so excited, but the roof will be open. I can't wait to see Brian McTaggart's tweets tonight.
I mean, they, on the Apple TV broadcast, brought that up this past Friday.
Yeah, well, it should be open.
Why isn't the roof open? Well, that's why I'm pissed off about opening day, which partly is because I just didn't get there in time because I left straight from Decoy to get there. So it took me a while. I got there in the second inning. I don't understand why you have a day game when the weather's perfect outside and you close the roof.
Mm-mm.
That's what I don't understand.
Number one thing I hate about the Rangers, it's Adolis Garcia. No redeeming qualities. He's awesome.
But. He is definitely number one on the list, though. Corey Seager's not very good using Alex Bregman's words against him after the parade. It definitely puts him towards the top. I thought his execution wasn't great.
Yeah, it was
he stumbled
not,
a little bit. Yeah, he's drinking a little bit, so I kind of understand why. He does get the last laugh ultimately. So how much do we get to? Looks like he was kind of drunk after winning a championship and didn't nail his lines.
That's what I thought was still weird though about that. I mean, maybe it's because they dominated the Diamondbacks in such a way, but the Astros are so rent free in their head, and rightfully so because the Astros just dominated.
I'm not going to go that route.
Okay,
to a degree, you're right. But they won.
No, they won.
You can't say you live rent-free in somebody's head when they beat you in the most important series.
Yeah, that's true. But it was 2 series ago. You know, that's what I found odd about it. Is instead of just worrying about the World Series and beating the Diamondbacks, all that was on their mind was the Houston Astros. But that might be because of how little they felt about the Diamondbacks. More than how much they think about the Astros, that like might be very possible because they really it was a non-series basically from start to finish, so that's very possible. What other things you dislike about the Rangers organization? Max Scherzer, he's not pitching.
They're minor league hazing.
That's not good. It's not good.
It's not what I would want.
Expectations for this weekend. If the Astros win the series, World Series back on. If they lose,
World Series is already back on. They're 2-5,
110 wins,
and the greatest season that they had in franchise history. They started 2-5. They didn't win the World Series that year, but their best team that took the Washington Nationals and 21-year-old Juan Soto to 7 games it was that year.
Ron says he hopes that Garcia starts some bleep. He wants the benches to clear tonight.
I agree there. I want some fireworks.
Yeah.
Did anyone catch Jose Altuve being asked about the Rangers this offseason? Like, did the Rangers deserve the World Series? And he gave this really nice, sweet Jose Altuve, very sportsmanlike answer. And I'm like, damn, I wish Jose Altuve had had said something else.
It's the wrong person to ask that question.
I wish he had said, like, well, it's this year instead, or just moved on already. But instead, he was very nice. He was, like, as professional as Jose Altuve could possibly be, which makes you mad that he got slandered the way that he did. But I almost wanted Altuve to go just a little bit of Carlos Correa in there, you know? Just a little shot of Carlos Correa in my lemonade.
Yeah, it was nice that they finally won one World Series. Like,
right.
Yeah. Like their first taste of success. That was nice.
Brian McTaggart tweeted that he stopped at Buc-ee's on the way. So I'm curious, what's your go-to Buc-ee's item?
Oh, that's a great question. Oh man,
I like the. I do. I love the brisket sandwich that they have there always.
Yeah, so it depends on the time of day, but yeah. Basically, you can't get good brisket at a fast food place. You just can't. So, and they have an incredible array of things to pick from. This sounds like a Buc-ee's advertisement, but no.
We all love Buc-ee's.
If it's the morning, I do the brisket tacos. It's the afternoon, I do the chopped brisket sandwich. Mm. So I go back and forth between there.
Yeah, those are both go-tos as well. Sean?
Yes, both good. I also like the, a lot of times I just kind of get snacks or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have the palate of a 9-year-old.
do you get the Fruity Pebbles Rice Krispie Treats?
No, I get.
Those are elite.
Either the Beaver Nuggets or the one, I don't even know what you call them. They're like the rainbow. Like sour strip things, like yep. Sour gummy strips.
Okay.
But if I'm forced to eat a meal, then I like, the barbecue sandwiches. You can't go wrong. Maybe if something lighter, one of the like kind of more deli sandwiches are very nice.
Ron says here the club sandwich is on point.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with Ron. And they had this one thing. It was like a Philly cheesesteak burrito I saw one time, and I had it. Pretty good. It's exactly what you think. It is a Philly cheesesteak, but wrapped in a burrito. But it was very good. It's hard to drive after that, though.
I might stop at Buc-ee's on the way home now.
I might on my way down to Fred's service tonight.
I feel like it might be.
I think there's one on the way to League City.
I mean, look, that's my backup plan. Okay, like.
From the
they pay so much money to their people.
Oh, they absolutely do.
They advertise like $20 an hour for a cashier.
And I think of it, I'm like, I could get up to manager pretty fast.
But you have to. But you would have to drive all the way out to a Buc-ee's.
Oh, I think I'd move.
You'd move by the Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
Because there my dollar goes farther, too.
Yeah. You could walk to the Buc-ee's. Like, I mean, you make like $35 an hour if you're an overnight manager.
Move to New Braunsville's or whatever.
Yeah. You get your clothes there. You get your Christmas decorations
Everything is there. Like, your life is set. You work at Buc-ee's. I wonder what the employee discount
is. Well, from the 281, someone says, Buc-ee's doesn't sell brand name water. They don't carry Ozarka, Aquafina, or Dasani. That's why I don't go there. That's got to be a fake text. That's got to be fake.
5086. I hope you never stop listening to
the
show.
That's the don't give out his whole number. My God, I gave out the first three.
I said, oh, you did. My bad.
What are you doing?
There's still a middle three missing.
I don't understand why you give out the last four.
I don't know.
You always give out the last
four. Because it always sounds like it's the same person.
No, because from the 832, from the 713. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
No, this is dumb. This is I don't understand that. You do that all the time. I'm like, why would you say the last four?
Because that's what Jeremy does.
Okay.
That might be my reasoning.
Listen, you're coming from a show that like has no issue with giving out private information.
We didn't give out the full phone number.
Well,
you gave out.
I'm not talking about us.
There's still a gajillion combinations to find the full thing.
Just because you were on a show that invades the personal privacy of the listeners of that show, like just because you came from it doesn't mean you can do it on this show. Okay.
Oh, that's still the most pretentious thing text I've ever seen.
That is. I mean, my God, I can't believe you did. And by the way, if you're gonna be that bougie, at least say Fiji, you poor. But
hey, Paul from the 832.
Got it. Nice.
Managers make $100,000 base, but you sign a 2-year contract.
Nick Caserio would love that.
Yeah, 2-year contract. Yeah, give me the Danielle Hunter special.
Like what?
You know what? I mean, maybe
giving out contracts at Buc-ee's.
Do you want to do that next week? Like, especially if the Astros get swept, God forbid, we fill out Buc-ee's applications on the air.
Yeah, we can. I'm sure it's just a normal job application.
Tell us about an experience where you had to show toughness. It's like, oh, when I killed the Rangers before they won the World Series.
When we almost doxed someone on the air, and we had to be very careful.
Don't worry. You're like, there's other shows that do dox people. We don't. We would never. Okay, so you were saying at the Buc-ee's, you also get the Rice Krispie treats with the Fruit Loops, right?
Yeah, it's so hot in here, and then, like, I'm just laughing now. It's getting so much worse. But yes, that's one of my go-tos.
Okay, the salt and vinegar Pringles. But
I don't like salt.
Any Pringles, pretty much the red canned Pringles. I mean, that's old reliable, but they got the salt and vinegar. I go for those. I usually get a Rice Krispie treat. And yeah, I get like the little brisket. And then if I'm really feeling myself, the problem is, like, generally I feel like at the end of the drive, like, I'm not going to make it to the bathroom because I don't drink soda that much. But if I go on a road trip, oh boy, Vanilla Coke. Every effing time. Vanilla Coke was like crack to me when I was in middle school.
Oh yeah, same.
It was one of the things, like, we didn't get to have soda growing up, and when my parents were together. So in classic single dad mode, my dad would get like the 2 liter of Vanilla Coke for me and my sister when we spent the weekends there, and we would crush that thing because we both loved Vanilla Coke. And I still like Vanilla Coke, but the problem is now, since my tum-tum doesn't handle soda as much now generally it is a rough going, like, the last 20 minutes of a long drive if I have Vanilla Coke.
Now, does that happen, too, if you mix your soda with booze, that your tum-tum doesn't handle it very well?
I would never mix soda with booze while on a road trip, Joe George.
Oh, I just mean, like, when you're at home.
Oh, no, I literally just don't drink soda ever, okay, at all, unless I am driving. That is legitimately it. No, I'm serious. Why are you laughing?
No, because he was talking about mixing soda and booze, and then you go, I do not drink soda unless I am driving. And for a split second, I got my wires crossed.
Oh, okay. No, because I thought you were implying that I drink and drive.
No. Paul is very responsible.
I was implying it in my own head, and then you asked what I was laughing about.
From the 832, Buc-ee's has a bounty program. If you catch a coworker stealing, the company gives you $500. If you catch a manager, they give you $1,000.
I'm going to be the Mike Fiers of that.
Dude.
So how do you have to catch him? Do you have to, like, do you have to catch him in the act? Do you have to tackle him?
That's a great question.
Take a picture?
Like, I have so many questions about what that means. Also, what a life to have a bounty program like that on your coworkers.
Greg Williams would be proud.
Greg Williams.
Is that where he's working now?
Making sure you're cleaning the bathroom.
Like, I'd just be out there framing people.
And you just get your head, like, a swirly in the toilet.
His arms folded, and then Jonathan Vilma comes in and just smacks him.
Like, I have so many questions. Like, if I dropped a can of dip into someone's purse, I'm like, stole the dip. Did I get $500 for that? I might not be here next week, guys, if I could start a new business. Me and Mike Fiers, rats of the world. All right. Next.
What a segment.
That was a wild segment.
We did start talking about Astros Rangers.
Astros Rangers. Can't wait. They're going to win 3 or 4 games this weekend.
Hell yeah.
I hope. All right.
This is the bad energy, Joe. Jeez. This whole week. You're like, eh.
It's because I'm sweating.
Yeah, so
am I. Well, I was hangry because the food didn't come.
So today you're sweating. Yesterday you were hangry. You haven't been getting sleep. Don't put your tired dad bod.
Yeah.
On the Houston Astros.
Okay? Astros win three out of four this weekend.
Four out of five.
They only put four.
Check that. 5 out of 4.
All right. People need to make up their minds about Nick Caserio. We got more to touch on this here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're back with Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
Stupid people doing stupid things. This guy named Dylan on Twitter, he's going viral because John Boy picked him up. Because after a 6-1 start, he got a World Series championship tattoo for 2024 for the New York Yankees.
A Yankee fan got a World Series tattoo already. People, well, he's feeling so himself.
Dumb. Yeah, but like there was a Lions fan who did this. These are the dumbest people on the planet, without a doubt. If you get the Texans tattoo this year, let me know. I'll help you go viral.
It is a funny story.
Is it?
Depends on who you're with, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay.
You're not showing this off to a date.
Yeah, it's on his bicep, right above his elbow. So
I don't love that.
That's pretty visible, not on the deltoid.
Yeah, you wear a t-shirt.
Buc-ee's will never hire you.
Yeah, Buc-ee's will never hire you. You wear a t-shirt on a date.
But you are on your way to Yakuza. But
you're going to have to wear a long sleeve for every date going forward. Unless they win. Even if they win the championship, this is a weird tension.
Well, what if you find someone who also is a Yankees fan, and she's like, oh my God, do you like Derek Jeter too?
No, that's a good point.
I'd marry you right now.
Is that Susie Waldron?
Yes.
So if you meet her.
I like that you have faith in our Yankees. 2024 is our year.
I don't understand these people. I don't get it.
Well, if it does work out,
you're a legend.
You're calling your shot.
You could say that I called it before. I mean,
but this is like Texas A&M. Texas A&M hires Jimbo Fisher, and they made a plaque that said national championship coach or team with a 2-0, and then at least they left the spaces empty.
Yeah,
right?
I was gonna say that was actually showing more restraint. That's like if a Yankee fan got, you know, World Series champions and then just got 2-0 and just hopefully they win in the next whatever 76 years.
Yeah, they get 75 more cracks at it.
Yeah.
75, that's a good number.
Also, the Yankees probably did win the World Series in 1920. I don't know that to be for certain, but I don't know. But that was when they were good.
The tricky thing is going to be, when it doesn't happen, how do you adjust the tattoo to look like you didn't do that? And how much would that cost? I don't know tattoo game that well. In fact, I don't know it at all. I have no ink.
I mean, it's probably the...
I think the right move.
Joe's got ink.
Yeah, black it out.
I think the right move is just one single line through it, and then you just the year, either the year they actually do win the World Series, or I kind of think it would be funny if you just keep doing it, like not every year, but
just
every year
lines down your arm.
Every year when you're like, you know what? Because we've all had this before. When you really believe in your team, and you're like, you know what? This team's gonna do it. This is the team. I have good feelings about this team. And then you get the tattoo, and then you draw a line through every time you're wrong.
I should have done this with the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, you would have been right only like six times.
Yeah, you would have 10 in the middle with the line through it.
That's true, but it would be funny.
It would be good.
It'd be like the Browns.
I probably would have stopped after the third one, but I was too young to get it back then.
Why don't you get one now?
Seven-time
Super Bowl MVP 2026, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, maybe J.J. McCarthy.
No, I just get Tom Brady.
See, this is why he's trying to tell me to jump off the bandwagon, because he's jumping off.
That's correct, yes.
A brother in arms as he jumps off the bandwagon.
Well, listen, yeah. I've been here long enough where I feel like at a certain point, like I'm not watching the Patriots on a Sunday-to-Sunday basis anymore.
True.
And, I mean, I say it all the time, follow the strong. I have given myself the out with the most incredible spin zone possible when it comes to bandwagon jumping.
You go where Nick Caserio goes.
Loyalty's overrated. I'm a child of divorce. Like, I'm doing pretty well, right?
That's
true. I mean, my sister's doing pretty well. I'm doing okay.
I can't.
Loyalty's overrated. You don't need to be together for your kids. Come on.
I can't wait to meet your mom next week.
You will wonder where it went wrong.
There's so many questions.
You will wonder where it went wrong.
Maybe that'll be my first question.
Like, why is he the way that he is?
What happened?
She'll just shrug.
You drop him?
Has he always been like this?
Eat paint? Like what's going on here?
No, I banged my head a lot, though. So, not just playing football. I used to, I think when I was little, when I was an infant and I was angry, I would, like, slam my head on the floor.
Oh,
like,
dude,
over
Joseph
and over
did that for, like, a month?
Hell yeah, he's a meat-headed, like
he,
me.
He put his hands on the ground, lifted his head up, and just
like
smashed it.
It.
And I was like, oh, my God.
He's got the makings of a varsity athlete.
Yeah, too bad he's 5'6".
Well, listen, Joe, stop.
5'8". I'll give him 5'8".
He might be 5'8". You don't know. You don't know that. And he's going to, again, we talked about this yesterday, when he is in middle school. He's going to be awesome. We can, when gambling's legal on middle schoolers, we can bet the over on his numbers all the time. By the way, speaking of New York, did you hear about the earthquake in New York City today? They would not stop talking about it.
I just watched Molly Kierum. She put out a video. The cameras were rolling. They were in break or off the air when it happened. But yeah, they're freaking out over an earthquake.
Yeah. How about look at Taiwan?
And there's a lot of concerned citizens on our Twitch about the earthquake right now.
Yankee fans and New Yorkers have such a deluded sense of where they stand in the universe, mm-hmm. always at the center of it, main character energy like you read about. So things shaking, but nothing actually happening in New York is something that they should cease doing. In addition to the one annual column that somebody will write about how New York barbecue is really taking off. And on top of that, the other New York Times column that will come from some woman who will complain that there's too much air conditioning at the office.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That's an annual tradition.
Those barbecue photos are brutal. Yeah, brutal.
We're going to put it on brown paper in a metal tray, and it's going to give it that rustic Texas feel.
It just doesn't look appeasing at all. Like, it looks poorly cooked.
It does look better than John Cornyn's brisket,
I was going to say, I'm sure I remember that.
John Cornyn's brisket, what the hell was that?
I have no
idea. It looked like he slathered it in ketchup.
I think at this point in the social media game, if you're posting brisket, I was about to be more general, mm-hmm. but I won't say if you're posting meat. If you're posting brisket, it has to be like as a joke. Like, there's no one that's sincerely being like, look at what I cooked. Oh, aren't people gonna love it?
So when Lance Erlein does it, is he doing it ironically?
No, because he's proud. He's just proud.
Oh, he's proud of his.
Yeah. Well,
I feel like he gets roasted for his all the time, and I look at it, and I'm like, I actually do not know if that's good or not because I'm not in person.
That's where I stand too. Where I'm like, I don't know, the lighting and stuff. Also,
it's all about the smoke.
As long as it doesn't look like absolute either undercooked or looks like dog food, like I don't know, it looks fine.
Well, from the 713, it also looked better than Lance's brisket, so maybe Lance can't cook brisket.
Yeah, I think he also, that's been like a long time thing too with his brisket. So
that's not good.
No, that he posted his a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
And he's just been getting roasted for it ever since.
This picture which is literally a Twitter account called @NotTrashAssLZ. There's a picture of brisket, first picture that comes up when you look at it, and it looks like beef jerky. It looks like it's been really dried out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think if you're post at this point, in 2024, if you're posting it, it's as a, you know that people are gonna dunk on you, and it's just like any engagement is good engagement.
That's true. Engagement farming is, as Jeremy Bram tried to teach me, but I don't participate in. Bucky's beef jerky, very good. Great variety.
Oh, man, this is just like this hour has been brought to you by Bucky's.
Man, yeah,
without a single cent from them.
You said at first when Bucky's first came up that this isn't some sort of integrated marketing.
No, it feels
now
like it is.
I kind of feel like
no, it
but
is.
Just you have some side deal going.
I wish.
No, he says I wish. This is the APD. This man has a little extra cheddar coming in.
Yeah, that's,
maybe
wet the beak a little.
Why haven't we been able to compare salaries yet, Joe? What the hell?
I'll put mine on the table if you want to put yours on the table.
I don't want anyone else to know.
All right, we'll talk some Texans, some Rockets. It's a Friday. That's next year on ESPN 97.5.
Play some Rebecca Black.
92.5.
You're listening to Gallant and George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Making DMX noises.
Gallant George here, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. So the Rocket season's dead. Dead, dead, dead.
Dead and gone forever.
Now, technically, they could still make the play-in tournament.
No, they can't. It's over.
Draymond Green's math was wrong. He joins a company like me in terms of ability to do math, but it's over. What is the? I heard Dell and Sean talking about this earlier. Donovan Mitchell is definitely, the contract stuff is not going well for Cleveland and Donovan Mitchell.
Sounds like a them problem and not a Houston Rockets problem.
I think it could be a Houston Rockets problem.
Do you think that they're interested in him?
It depends on how quickly they really want to, you know, based on the reports we got from Tim McMahon, from Shams Charania around the deadline. McMahon's was recently about Ime Udoka wanting to fast forward this thing from phase two to phase three, which, like, I wish Tillman never would have said those words. They annoy me at this
point. Pray for Wemby.
Really? But, I like phase two, phase three.
Because, like, I think they've successfully done phase two.
Yeah, that's why I like it. I'm like, yeah. Check. If phase two hadn't gone well, I would hate it. But phase two, they're still there.
Learning how to win. Clearly, they need help with that.
Let's skip phase three. Games. Can we skip phase three?
Phase four?
Yeah, let's get to phase four.
Oh. Multiple championships?
No, phase four is, I think, one championship. Phase three is playoffs, right?
No, see, they said phase two was getting back to the playoffs, but learning how to win again first.
Okay, well, so they're in phase one then. That's what you're trying to tell us. So they're still in phase one.
They're still learning to
win. I mean, they're learning to win.
They're going to be 500 this year.
No, phase one was when Deshaun Nix was the starting point guard.
Yeah, phase one was phase zero.
I would agree with Paul here a little bit, actually. I think Tillman's phases were off.
Hmm.
Phase zero was the Steven Silas era.
Yes, exactly. This is phase one. You lost all three of your playoff games in the last three games to teams that are on a tier above you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back to that streak, and there are asterisks attached to each one of those Rockets wins. And I hate to say it like that, because there are moments with this team where you can see yourself really liking them. And you love what Jalen Green did over a month. But the Mavericks smoked them. The Warriors smoked them. And the Timberwolves smoked them despite not shooting very well. I mean, obviously, at the very end of the game, it got close. But most of the last three games were uncompetitive.
They're in phase one. I agree with you. Their phases were wrong. Because to go into phase two, I think you have to make a decision about your roster first.
But this,
like, you want to learn how to win? Who's your roster?
I would say that this is different, though, because, like, they still won 38 games.
No, it is.
I get they lost their last three, so they stink. But, like, this has bothered me the entire season, the way not just you guys, but, like, everyone talks about the Rockets, where if they win three games, it's, oh, my God, everyone, we love everybody. And they lose three games, it's a disaster. And all they've done so far is exceed the expectations that we had in the beginning.
Oh, for sure.
And now we're talking about how, like, this is the same as the Steven Silas era.
Oh, no.
And this is, like, no, they've shown meaningful improvement. This is part of learning how to win. This is growing pains, is losing to the four-time champions in a game for the 10 seed. This is what growing pains looks like. It is not just winning all the time. You will lose games on the way to the top.
No, I totally agree with you.
But you lose three in a row like that.
Yeah, I think more it's just phase.
Yeah, to teams that are the teams that have traded first round picks to be competitive now. So they are in a different, if we're keeping up with the phases, the Mavericks are in, oh my God, Luka might leave, we need to trade for Kyrie Irving phase. The Timberwolves are in, oh my God, we just traded our entire draft a capital for Rudy Gobert phase. We better be good.
And the Warriors are
And the Warriors
in,
are,
we're old.
Oh my God, I can't believe we're the 10 seed.
But you lost all three of those teams. So I think this is maybe more of a reality check for these players who Ime Udoka called out.
Mm-hmm.
There probably needs to be a degree of a reality check for Tillman Fertitta, Patrick Fertitta, Rafael Stone. I don't think it needs to be there for Ime. I think Ime, with the evaluation that he had of the team, he's like, yeah, like I learned last night that they're not ready to go. But he's the one that's hands-on with them. I would say, and this is something I noticed because I went to that Rockets-Blazers game the week before. You could tell how excited Tillman Fertitta was that they were winning all these games in a row. And rightfully so. This is the first buzz that they've had in a while. But sometimes when you have a string of success like the Rockets did, you start thinking crazy thoughts. And if you have as much input and if Rafael Stone has to listen to either you or his son Patrick as much as it seems to be happening, you could understand why all of a sudden pressure is being put on them to speed this thing up because things are moving in a great direction. And that's where I'm looking at these past three games and I'm saying it should be a reality check for ownership. And in that I don't think anything needs to be rushed. I still think patience is the play, even though I know that they would like people to be thinking and talking about the Rockets in the way that they were now, what, seven, oh, not seven, seven, 5 years ago.
Yeah. Honestly, you think you're right. This should be patience. It, You don't need to make a big roster move this offseason. You can do another year of Jalen Green and Şengün and see what's working and what's developing.
And
how much
young
of this
player you get.
11-game stretch is real. You're going to get another top 10 pick thanks to the Brooklyn Nets.
Hell yeah.
Like, but.
Sweet.
Thank you, Brooklyn.
I just don't think that's going to happen. I expect the Rockets to do something big this offseason. And a lot of people might not like it. And Donovan Mitchell might be that guy. I don't want them to trade for Donovan Mitchell.
I don't either.
But what you're talking about with Tillman, what we've heard about reports from Ime Udoka about wanting to fast forward into phase three, part of that, what that tells me, Paul and Sean, is that he sees enough of the pieces to move into phase three that if you find one special player, maybe that is Donovan Mitchell in his view for some reason, that you can elevate into a winning way.
Rafael Stone obsession with European basketball legend Kevin Porter Jr. makes me a bit nervous that he might look at certain players and believe that this player comes here and I can get him to be James Harden. I really do think mm-hmm. that maybe the worst thing for Rafael Stone was sitting back and watching Daryl Morey put all his chips in the middle of the table and say, yeah, I believe in James Harden, a guy who had made it to the NBA Finals and just had an awful NBA Finals the year before, who clearly wasn't as much of a fit going forward with Oklahoma City because he probably wanted to be his own guy. That's what concerns me a little bit. Is the idea that, okay, I bring this guy here and Ime Udoka or this young talent is going to get more out of insert star that most of us are probably convinced is never going to be the guy who's like the center of a franchise and winning a title on his own.
Do you think, though, that they would make that move if Ime Udoka isn't on board?
No.
I don't.
Ime calls the shots.
So
if Udoka wants Donovan Mitchell, am I in? I'm more in.
Yeah, and if you don't think that Stone makes a move that Ime doesn't approve of, then if Stone makes a move, it's because Ime wants it,
yeah.
And so you're more in on it than not. I honestly think the worst thing they could do is trade for a Donovan Mitchell type.
Agreed. I 100% agree.
Because that locks you into, congratulations, you will be the 5-7 yeah. seed for the next 2 or 3 years.
I legitimately
congratulate. You know, if you guys are right and this is still phase one, then hey, congrats! You moved up a couple phases, but you take away any possibility of like growing a young core together in like a super meaningful high upside way, because that's just not what Donovan Mitchell is.
I'm not
now,
kidding.
If it's a different star, then okay, but if we're talking about Donovan Mitchell because he's the most available guy, there's no thanks.
I'm not even kidding. I'd rather do what 281 from the 281 suggests. LeBron and Bronny to the Rockets. Take Bronny 9th overall.
No.
8th overall.
No.
And LeBron James comes to the Rockets.
No.
I'd rather LeBron be here than Donovan
Mitchell. I mean, I would love LeBron over Mitchell 100%.
I was saying, I'd rather LeBron and Bronny be here than Donovan Mitchell.
Because then you just kind of become a LeBron team.
Right, and Udoka loses all power, and yeah.
He's only going to be here for like 2 years.
Yeah, that's if LeBron ever goes, and didn't he sign a contract extension? Like,
he can get out.
But
after, I think, next year.
Yeah, but his son is in this year's draft.
He's going back. He's not coming out.
But he declared for this
year. He's going to go back in the portal. He's also in the portal. I love that they can do that, though. They can enter the draft and be in the transfer portal at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
F it.
Yeah, I hope the Rockets don't do something that we all think they will regret, but my anticipation is that they will this offseason. That they're going to try to fast forward this thing in the wrong way.
Is there any chance that Anthony Edwards asks out with the Minnesota Timberwolves situation?
Not yet.
What it is?
There's a chance, but there's not a chance they trade him.
Yeah, we're probably a couple years away from that.
Because he's still – I mean, he was drafted 1 year before Jalen Green was.
Yeah.
So
maybe after he gets yeah.
– He's on his first year of the new deal that the Rockets are staring down the barrel of paying Green and Şengün.
Yeah, it's – I would love that, but I can't – he will not finish his career – with the Timberwolves, and he'll be traded probably during his first contract.
Anthony Edwards, they hate you in Minnesota. They hate you.
They don't respect you.
They don't.
I mean, the
you.
Timelines do keep.
I think
you weren't
a good actor.
We've seen guys. It's first it was Anthony Davis with 2 years left on his contract, or was it 3 years left on his contract?
That's 2 years.
He demanded a trade, and we're seeing earlier and earlier into contracts. We will see at some point a rookie superstar demand a trade in their rookie contract.
Yeah,
and the teams don't have to do
Wemby.
It. But
yeah, Wemby hates. Yeah, San Victor. Antonio.
Well, I'm old enough to remember that I was supposed to be Zion, and then he didn't play.
It probably would have been Zion if he ever played basketball.
Yeah, it was like he had so little leverage because he played 30 games every year.
I could see it being Zion this summer for the Rockets. I'm not going to lie.
You know,
they might move on.
Sengun for Zion?
Zion has to go somewhere where there's like terrible food, you know?
Utah.
Yeah, that works. What place does have the worst food in the country?
Of like the basketball cities?
Yeah.
Or just in general?
Of all the basketball cities.
Yeah, you can't say just like middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I would say
Dakotas.
Fair. Okay, I got it.
Hit me.
Utah, San Antonio? No, they've
You can't say that about any place in Texas.
Detroit.
They have Little Caesars.
I do like Detroit style pizza.
Yeah, but that's...
Oh, Indiana. What do they got? St. Elmo's or whatever
they
it
got
is?
The jumbo shrimp.
Yeah.
Jumbo shrimp.
They have all the chain restaurants.
Yeah. They're chain heavy. So if you like chain restaurants, Indiana's your place.
What about like Portland? You don't hear a lot about like the Portland cuisine.
Yeah, what's the Portland?
It's donuts, right?
Yeah.
I was too scared to stop in Portland. There's a lot of salmon, a lot of good Asian food.
Yeah, I feel like you're getting good seafood up there.
Yeah, you get great seafood up there.
I would guess it's Indiana.
Cleaner.
It's got to be Indiana.
Well, as far as like actual, but again, if we're talking about somewhere with Zion Williamson won't be like, oh no, there's only Applebee's and Texas Roadhouse here. He'll just, I'll just go to Cheesecake Factory every
Orlando,
day like I'm Vince Young.
Orlando, maybe. I feel like
you go to Disney and eat every day.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm picturing Zion with the mouse ears.
Like a turkey leg.
A turkey leg.
Just like walking around like, all right, guys, let's go play some basketball.
Strawberry popsicle.
All right, our final segment of the week is next here on Glott and George on ESPN 97.5 and 97.5.
We're back with Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
The Dolphins are signing former Houston Texan and Titan Tyre Tart to a one-year deal.
No! Who's he?
My ears.
Fire Nick Caserio.
Unbelievable.
Don't believe in Nick Caserio. He can't even keep his own players.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
It was a good run for Tyre Tart.
He was here for like 6 days.
Maybe it was six games.
Favorite Tyre Tart Texans memory. Go.
He had a tackle in the playoffs.
Okay. Okay.
That's all I got.
One shining moment. And that's the whole montage.
He's no Derek Barnett.
He doesn't even get one full verse. In Luther Vandross's.
The ball is tipped, and that's it.
All right, let's get to garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
It's good to see that the federal government has its eyes on the ball. When it comes to stopping things that, honestly, I feel like nobody should want.
Okay.
A mother and daughter were arrested in Cyprus. Forget this. Illegally injecting butts.
Oh!
Not allowed to do that.
They were making them bigger?
They were making the butts bigger.
Unlicensed. Putting fix-a-flat or whatever in there.
Consuelo Dalbo and Isabella Dalbo were walked out by officers in handcuffs facing the same allegations of unlawfully practicing medicine.
Oh.
I've never understood why people want the butt injections. I get that some people are into it, but I feel like they always look so comically large that it can't
be too much.
That, I guess... arousing for the people that you're trying to attract.
I think it only works for like OnlyFans.
Even then.
I'm not sure it works for actual in person.
Yeah, people. I get what you're saying. Like everyday 9-to-5ers.
Yeah, like when you're just like, you know, or like trying to be like, you know, find a nice man like Paul.
Trying to find a nice man.
Like,
yeah, there we go.
You got a big fake butt. But I don't know if it works.
Zion Williamson seems to be a fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
He likes the crazy.
Mariah Mills.
I will say with the getting illegal butt injections, that's something.
Bold choice.
I get not everyone is, you know, financially stable. I feel like that's one of the things where you kind of get what you pay for.
100%.
And it's kind of stuck forever.
Look at Sean. Butt. Sean Mapes standing up for big plastic surgery.
Yeah.
You got to do it. Do it right.
Hey. Go to my good friends at...
How do you find these places? Craigslist? Like, how do you find these people?
It's a good question.
Oh, the illegal ones?
Yeah.
I imagine it's word of mouth.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but then how many clients can you have? Like, I mean,
I want some visual evidence of this working out.
I'd be more concerned about
you want some testimonials?
I would want to see...
Before and afters?
The before and afters, if I'm doing this. At least some pictures. Speaking of making yourself look better, have you guys ever heard of... Looks maxing, it's slang term based on the aesthetic concept of looksism, and the looks maxing community is a group of young men who share tactics to improve their attractiveness. Some of these men are doing this, are getting jaw filler injections. How about that?
Oh, is that the one where like it like they get like pointy?
You look like a Sigma Chad. Yeah. Yeah.
You get the Dwayne Wade jowls.
Yeah.
Superman jowls. And others are doing this thing called mewing. You ever heard of this, guys?
No. I've heard of mewing.
It's a jaw exercise involving like where you place your tongue. So you have your front teeth in front of your bottom teeth and your tongue like basically right behind it. And supposedly if you hold it like that, it improves the shape of your jaw. It has not been proven by science or the FDA.
What? No.
But people believe that it's true.
I mean, do you trust science and the FDA?
Yeah, or do you just trust the internet?
No, I trust TikTok. If you look up looks maxing on TikTok, a message will show up saying, like, hey, remember, it's not about your body image.
I like that.
Legitimately, it'll show up.
Just a nice little reminder as you then see 75,000 things about looks maxing.
All right, that does it for us. What a Friday show.
Friday. Got to get down on Friday.
All right, Astros, Rangers this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Sunday Night Baseball will air here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We will talk to you Monday at noon live from Space Cadet. Get there by the third inning of the Astros game. Get a free victory beer when Fran Rivaldo's and the Astros beat the Rangers on Monday night. We will talk to you then.
Peace.
But no, my homie, it is it?